First the band played, and then the commander of the 121st Charlie Company, Matt Bielefus, took the podium to praise his men and mourn their loss.
On 24 July 2006, only 5 days after arriving in the Iraqi theater, the first improvised explosive device to hit a company vehicle took the life of Corporal Stephen Kastner. In the immediate aftermath of Stephen's death, the soldiers of Charlie Company mourned the tragic loss of a comrade with the full understanding that the mission had just started.
Bielefus says 25 other members of his unit got Purple Hearts for sustaining wounds in other attacks. He said after Kastner died, the unit coalesced and got down to the job at hand. Collectively, the 121st escorted truck caravans a total of more than 1 million miles across Iraq carrying supplies to U.S. bases. But Kastner's father wanted his son's death to send a message about the need for better training and better armor on the Humvees soldiers were driving. He launched a one-man campaign to lobby the Army to make improvements. At yesterday's ceremony, he said he thinks his effort is paying off.
I think we're going to see a new attention to training, so that training is really meaningful.
Kastner says he came to the homecoming ceremony to honor his son and the men who fought with him, adding that he's encouraged by the current national debate over the pros and cons of withdrawing troops.
I'm starting to see that build some momentum. So all these things are extremely encouraging. There's hope. You know, we're finally waking up a little bit.
None of the returning soldiers would comment on Kastner's efforts to push for better armored vehicles, but Phyllis Nessiopoulos, the mother-in-law of the unit's commander, says Kastner's campaign reinforces her belief in American democracy.
They had a great tragedy, there's no doubt about that, but I think how fortunate we are that we live in a country where you can say, I'm not happy with what happened, and I think that we ought to do something about it. What a better place to live, right?
One soldier, 26-year-old Sergeant Brian Wald, did say he saw improvements in the Humvee armor during the unit's tour.
Since we were there, we have received two upgraded kits that I can tell you saved a lot of lives.
None of the soldiers or families interviewed for this piece would comment on whether they saw progress in the U.S. war effort during their tour. 26-year-old specialist David Takanen summed up the spirit of yesterday's homecoming this way.
It's the best thing that's happened since I was deployed. So it's good to be home, good to see my wife, my family, my brother.
And is there any chance you'll be going back?
I don't plan on going back, so this is one and only, hopefully.
And Governor Jim Doyle echoed that sentiment as the ceremony ended.
And so to the 121st, welcome home. You're back in Wisconsin. You're back where you belong. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.